The Supreme Court announced today that it will review an abortion law in Mississippi that would ban almost all abortions after 15 weeks, with minimal exceptions. Opponents say this is one step in the direction of rollbacks to Roe versus Wade. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mary Ziegler, professor at Florida State University and author of Abortion and the Law in America, Roe versus Wade to the Present. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first, let's start off. What is the law down in Mississippi, and what is the state of Mississippi arguing here?
So the law in Mississippi bans abortion at 15 weeks on the theory that fetal pain is possible that early in pregnancy. And one of the striking things is that Mississippi is almost alone in arguing this. There's fetal pain laws all over the country. Lindsey Graham has one he's sponsored in Congress, but those all begin at 20 weeks. So Mississippi is sort of out on an island here, but that tells you even more that the Supreme Court seems almost raring to go to take an abortion case. Mississippi's argument is twofold, right? I mean, one, it's that abortion shouldn't be legal when fetal pain is possible, but two, it's that the Supreme Court should either get rid of Roe v. Wade altogether or get rid of what's long been a cornerstone of Roe v. Wade, the idea that states can't ban abortion until viability, or the point at which survival outside of the womb is possible.
Wow. Okay. So it's been blocked by the lower courts, but then they looked at the Supreme Court precedent. But now the court has taken it up, the Supreme Court, and we've got a conservative makeup of the court. So how are you looking at the outcome of this review? What do you think?
Well, I think everyone who is looking at this is either thinking that this is going to be the case that overturns Roe v. Wade or will tee up a case overturning Roe v. Wade. So there's really no reason for the court to take this case other than to do something pretty explosive with abortion jurisprudence. And if the court were to, for example, say not overturn Roe but get rid of viability, it makes it that much easier for abortion opponents to come back to the court a year or two later and say, you know, you claim to respect precedent, and yet here you are rewriting it time and time again. Basically, how much of Roe is left to save or respect, right? So it's really hard to overstate how big of a deal this is when it comes to the future of abortion rights in the United States.
Are there more challenges aside from this one expected to be taken up?
Tons, yeah. I mean, there is a lot of cases in the pipeline. One, the court already has that it could take banning abortion for reasons of Down syndrome or in cases of Down syndrome. And there are tons of others in the pipeline, everything from heartbeat bills to bans on medication abortion. So if this isn't the case, the court will have ample opportunity down the road.
How could this decision affect laws in other states?
Well, I think probably the most obvious is if the court does get rid of viability, that'll open the door to bans earlier in pregnancy. Because if viability isn't the limit, then is there a limit? And if so, what is it, right? Is it a fetal heartbeat, which would open the door to these laws criminalizing abortion somewhere between the sixth and eighth week of pregnancy? Is it fetal pain? Or is there just no limit at all? And we quite simply don't know what the answer to that will be, but we have a pretty good sense that the court is not going to say viability anymore.
Okay. And so do you envision a time where abortion could be outlawed in the United States? Do you see that as a possibility?
Yeah, there's certainly going to be proposals along those lines, because, of course, for the anti-abortion movement, the point is not to allow states to ban abortion. If you are a right-to-life person, you think that personhood begins at fertilization, and you think of abortion as murder. So, of course, it's morally unacceptable to allow murder in California, for example, but not in Alabama. So the end game would not be overturning Roe. The end game would ideally be some kind of Supreme Court decision recognizing fetal personhood and thereby criminalizing abortion everywhere, including in blue states. And so if the court were to overturn Roe, that would just be the beginning. It wouldn't really be the end. So you would expect to see even more sweeping cases coming before the justices in the years to come.
Wow, fascinating stuff. I hope we'll be speaking with you in the future. You've provided a lot of great information. Mary Ziegler, a professor at Florida State University, author of Abortion and the Law in America, Roe v. Wade to the Present. Of course, the Supreme Court today announcing it will review an abortion law in Mississippi that would ban almost all abortions after 15 weeks with minimal exceptions.